In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
So I was just beginning to see a pattern with the religious orders. And there was just part of me that didn't really want them to win. You know, that they were kind of hiding the story or they're preventing the women from talking. And I went back online and I started Google searching again. And I came across the London Irish Centre. And that organisation was an advocacy group for women who were survivors of institutional abuse. And I decided to reach out to them to see if there was any Magdalene survivors that they could put me in contact with. And this woman by the name of Phyllis Morgan came back to me. And I arranged to chat then with Phyllis Morgan on the phone. And I explained to her what I was trying to achieve with the women that I had met and the women that I was working with. She ultimately put me in contact then with Kathleen Legg, Mary Collins and Mary King. So the first voice that you're going to hear on tape is that of Mary King. Mary was found on Grafton Street in Dublin, and a court order was signed to have Mary put into this institution. This is the first phone call that I had with Mary, and it gives you an insight as to the story that she wanted to tell and the experiences that she had while she was in this institution. Mary, hi, how are you? Steve Morgan here.
Okay, thank you, yeah.
I'm just ringing you in relation to the project that we're doing on the Magdalene Laundries.
Yes, yes.
I believe you've been speaking to Phyllis Morgan.
Yes, I have, yeah.
And are you still interested to
be... Yes, we are.
Okay,
yes,
very good.
Yeah, well, very much so.
Well, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be coming over on the 19th of October.
The 19th of October, Albert, can you write it? October the 19th.
Until the 24th.
Until the 24th, Albert.
Yeah. And what we want to try and show the public is the fact that these women are still alive and they're still, I suppose, going through the pain that they had suffered all those years
exactly.
ago, but nobody is interested in listening
exactly.
to them.
Exactly.
You know? And yes. I think from our perspective, obviously, we were saying like that we know... Like, a lot of, I suppose, articles have been written and we know a lot of documentaries have been made and we know that there was the big film that Peter Mullen made. But I suppose where we're coming from is that we just believe, like, that A, no Irish person has ever decided to do a documentary which honestly looks at the true kind of extent to the laundries. So from that point of view, we just feel like that it's important that somebody in Ireland actually acknowledges the fact that these women and yourself have suffered.
Fantastic.
And that...
Yeah, that's right. Because it's like it's covered under the carpet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like that you never exist in this awful institution, working as slaves. Young people, I started 12 years old working for them, and no education with it either. It's like there's so much to tell that there is someone like you coming out to do it for us.
How long did you spend in there, can I ask?
I was 16.
And how did you end up in the laundry, just so I can just get a few notes now?
I must have been about 2, I think, when I was found in Grafton Street.
And you never attended school from the age of 12?
No. I can't remember at all any schooling. And you worked hard. Very hard work. Very hard work those days. Machines were massive. And we were so skinny and young, you didn't know how to handle it, really. And you dare say nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you'd be beaten.
And when you left, how did you end up that it transpired that you actually left the laundry?
Well, they got you a job outside in an another institution, in a hospital. They're the ones that got you the job. You were out of there, but you were in their hands again. In the I was in the Mater Hospital, and then I ran away from there. I got away from them then.
And where did you go then?
I came over to England. I ran over to England with someone else. And we just had to make our own life. That's how they left you.
And is this the first time you've ever spoken, I suppose, openly and publicly about your...
And there's someone like you that's not going to cover it up. As I was saying to my husband, what a brilliant idea to bring all this out in the open, of these laundries. They were awful places, young children. And we used to be so hungry working in them laundries. We used to go out to the grass and eat it. That's how hungry we were. And I would tell you, the truth has to come out about these places. The dirty laundry we used to have to do as young people. It's an utterly disgrace. And nobody wants to listen to us. Nobody. My mother said to me once, she did come to see me once, I tried to get you out. That was the end of her. I said, how? How could you try to get me out of the hole? I said, she was blocked by the nuns and the authorities. Well, I never knew I had anybody till my mother come to see me when I was walking in the hospital. She turned up. She must have known I was coming out, you see, at 16.
Yeah.
And she come to see me, 18, and she said, oh, I'm your mother. I said, no, you're not. How can you be my mother?
Yeah.
And she said, oh, yeah, I am. I said, no, you're not. I was locked away. I said, I couldn't even read or write when I left there. Come on, I said. Yeah. And then she went then. I never seen her again. I don't want never to see her anyway. She's dead anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. I found a sister I never known. A brother, 60 years. All my cousins. Honestly, our lives were terrible, were dreadful.
That's when you realise there's something special here. And these women have a willingness themselves to fight. So it gives you a little spark, a little bit of hope. It lifts you up to say, let's do it right. Let's not give up on them. And let's do our best to really bring that story out. And the next time that I would meet Mary is when we travel to London. And that's when everything starts to open up.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.